All right, so we're here with the new reigning Rutabaga Queen, Gloria Kidnetica. Well, you did it.
I did it.
You did it. You know, you were with, there were four contestants. I thought it was a really tough one this year.
It was some thick competition this year. I was a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
But we pulled it off. We had a great entourage. They kept me supported. They kept me rooting. Rooting.
Rootin' and tootin'. So it must have been a very tough decision. I obviously wasn't in the deliberation, but there were a lot of really good candidates this year. What do you think pushed you over the top?
I think the fact that we had so much fun and it was obvious that we were really enjoying ourselves and that we were trying to think about all the aspects of kinetics in the bigger picture versus just focusing on the ball in and of itself.
And your talent was really impressive. You really know how to tap dance.
Why, thank you. I've been tapping since I was a young girl.
Ah.
It's one of my favorites, but not something I get to do very often in Humboldt County.
Well, I'll tell you what, the talent portion, we usually throw the air quotes up there because it's, you know, usually kind of a joke, but yours was like, everyone's going like, wow, she really is doing it.
That's why I tried to take one of my talents that I don't show very often, what wouldn't be considered my strongest point, or maybe a talent that nobody knew that I had.
While you were up on stage, you mentioned, and I was not aware of this, you were saying Pigtunia also was a tap dancer?
She did. She did a parody in one of her her runs, and she also did a Swine Lake. So she danced on point one year, which I do not do anymore, and I'm not awesome at it. And she tap danced in another. And so that was shared with me through the Kinetic Museum, because I'm involved with the Kinetic Museum. I have a background in doing signage and museum work, so I'm helping out a lot over there as well. So I was tipped off to that by a fellow contendant here, Discordia, because we were working together over at the museum there. And he shared with me some of the footage and some of the information from Pigtunia for the memorial. We thought, what a great way to bring about a memorial for her and a tribute to her. Once a dancer, always a dancer, and I love dancers.
That was great. And I thought it was a really wonderful tribute all throughout the pageant, if you will, for Pigtunia. I think there was a lot of wonderful things said, and I loved the fact that her family was here.
It was great. You know, one of the things that was really beautiful that kind of connected too is that Pigtunia was really into doing neutering and spaying and
right.
controlling in this area. One of my main entourage girls is huge in doing that same thing and has started a couple nonprofits in the area and is very, very much in support. So there was a lot of really interesting crossovers that happened that were just sort of magical for this experience for all of us, especially for me. I got the crown.
You got the crown. And what a beautiful crown, too.
It really, really is.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations, and we'll see you out on the course.
I will see you on the course, smiling and having fun, moving and grooving the whole way.